Good morning, this is Sister Mona. I pray that any sisters listening this morning is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we just thank you for this day and this opportunity to glorify you. We just ask that any sisters listening just gets transformed and just renewed and withdrawn from the world and deceptions and gets ready for her salvation and safekeeping, and then for her loved ones and her family. Ask all these prayers you bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going back to Isaiah 33, which is a good blueprint for when the Lord is revealed, okay, in a time of judgment, what things to be expecting and prepared for. And then yesterday, too, talking about times and seasons, okay, understanding that things change, okay, you need to be ready so they don't take you by surprise. I just want to emphasize that, okay, be looking for these signs, okay. This is Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 54. This is Jesus speaking. And he said also to the people, "When you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and the face of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time?" Okay. So, just having that, being, once again, because I already spoke about this, but I just want to reiterate it, not being fearful, okay, having an open and willing heart to hear the Holy Spirit and let him, you know, give you that godly fear to get you into that boat, okay, when you see these things, no, when you're trying to buy things and they're just not there, okay, and you're trying again and it's not there, listen and hear, okay, when you see things, you know, happening possibly at places of employment, when you hear things changing and shutting down over there, listen, hear, okay, and the Holy Spirit's going, get ready, pull out, okay, you want to hear that, you want to receive it, don't be fearful, have faith, okay, like as we're talking, going through Isaiah 33, explains he takes care of his people, okay, but you want to be discerning that time and receiving it so that it doesn't take you by surprise. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, okay, starting at verse 3, it says, "But when they shall say peace and safety," once again, I want to reiterate birth pains, because they're doing this right now, okay, I don't mean to laugh, but it's so funny, because you see people comforting themselves, oh, this is going to go away, it's going to get better, peace is not, it's going to get worse. I don't mean to laugh, but it's just when you see the Bible and you know the Word of God, you're like, and you hear these words like literally come out of people's mouths. You're like, my God, just the word of the Lord is just so true, alive, and real. You hear people actually say this, and this isn't even the end. Okay, this scripture is referring to, you know, to the big day of the Lord, the coming of Christ. Okay, once again, birth pains. Okay, you see smaller versions of this. Okay. In preparation for the big day, okay, and it's going to increase and become more frequent and larger, just like birth pains. So you're seeing a smaller version of this now. But it says, "For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as doth others, but let us watch and be sober." Okay. Okay. So seeing these things coming upon the horizon, being fully aware, having an ear to hear, go, no, I'm not listening to that. Things are not going to get better. they're getting worse. I can see the Holy Spirit's talking to me. You don't have to be like a, you know, don't anoint yourself as like a prophet or do anything crazy like that. Okay. Because you got to be discerning and humble. You are who you are in the body of Christ. Okay. Don't exalt yourself or anything like that. But the Holy Spirit will tell you, you need to listen. You need to go here. You need to do this. You need to cleanse this. You need to get tucked away and hidden in me. Because remember, as I'm going through these scriptures, the foundation for everything you need is in Christ Jesus. It's in your holiness. It's you being conformed to the image of Christ. Then, after that, like he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, then these things will be added to you. That first, okay, and then he will provide the carnal things, because people are out of order where they're seeing the things happening and they're running in the flesh trying to fix it, and it's not going to work, okay? It's not going to work. Your protection, okay, once again, I want to reiterate, is a father looking down from heaven and seeing his son, okay? You, who you really are, okay? Your inner man, who you really are, okay? That's what's going to provide for you, okay? But just as we're going through Isaiah 33 and just taking a look at what you can expect, okay? Just have that mind frame as you're going through your days of having an ear to hear, okay? Eyes to see the changes in the weather, okay? And receiving it spiritually, okay? And not letting anything take you by surprise and not giving into the world when they're saying things. They're not going to get better, okay? So you need to get ready, all right? Let's leave it there. Father, I ask for any sisters starting her day that she just has a really sober mind and a very discerning mind. Just ask that she really starts to see and just change, just really change and transform and be conformed to the image of your son. Again, for her, her salvation and her safekeeping, and for the salvation of her loved ones and anybody that she's been praying for. Ask all these for things in Jesus' name. Amen.